Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. And what we're going to talk about is taking advice or valued counselors, as it talks about in Proverbs 15, verse 22, which is our verse for today's study. It says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. That's out of the King James Version. The New Living Translation says, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown interpret this verse as having deliberation, implying a wise difference to the opinions of the wise and good, contrasted with rashness. Proverbs 11:14 and Proverbs 24:6 also mention the value of multitude of counselors or having many advisors. The general principle is that there is wisdom in seeking a wide range of advice from others instead of relying solely on one's own knowledge or intuition. Considering others' points of view and drawing on the experience of others is good. Of course, 20 foolish advisors are no better than one. So the kind of counselors one seeks makes all the difference in the outcome. Bill Moyers was Lyndon Baines Johnson's personal advisor. And the reason why LBJ picked him, and he was criticized by other congressmen and senators wondering why he didn't pick one of them. And he said in response, I can trust him to tell me the truth. Isn't that awesome? LBJ wanted the truth to be told him and not just lip service. Chad Holliday, who was the CEO of DuPont, said that you can accomplish anything you want as long as you don't care who gets the credit. That's good advice. When Adam and Eve made their own decisions about what they were going to do because they got the advice from the serpent, that was not good advice. As we learn and as we realize, we're a product of that. And all of a sudden, we're paying the price. The Bible gives many examples of people that received bad advice, and they reaped disastrous results. Genesis 3:17, and to the man he said, since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. Genesis 16:2. So Sarah said to Abraham, the Lord has prevented me from having children. Go and sleep with my servant. Perhaps I can have children through her. And Abraham agreed with Sarah's proposal. And look what happened. Today, those two types of clans, the two different groups of people from the two different sons, are at war with each other. In 1 Chronicles 10, verses 13 through 14, says, so Saul died because he was unfaithful to the Lord. He failed to obey the Lord's command, and he even consulted a medium instead of asking the Lord for guidance. So the Lord killed him and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse. Saul got bad advice. 2 Chronicles 22, verse 3, Ahaziah also followed the evil examples of King Ahab's family, for his mother encouraged him in doing wrong. Here we go again, bad advice. And if you look at verse 4 of that same chapter, he did what was evil in the Lord's sight, just as Ahab's family had done. They even became his advisors after the death of his father, and they led him to ruin. A multitude of counselors won't help if those counselors are fools. We got to keep this in mind. Human beings are fallible. No one gets it right 100% of the time. The wisest and most godly among us are still subject to human error. We set ourselves up for disappointment and often disaster when we build our lives or ministries based upon the counsel of just one person. It is good to surround ourselves with trusted advisors, a multitude of counselors, realizing that even wise people can see many things differently. Having a multitude of counselors is valuable because hearing varied viewpoints gives us a healthier foundation upon which to form opinions. One of my trusted counselors was Mr. Owen Smith, a science teacher at Lincoln Junior High School. He always talked to you like an adult and made you feel like a man. He demonstrated how we should behave. He didn't just scold us. He made you want to hear him out because of his gentleness, his caring voice, and he was sincere. We read in the book of Proverbs that God's counsel will stand forever, and it starts with all generations in Psalms 33:11, which says, "But the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken." But it's incumbent for us to be able to listen to wise counsel. We read in Proverbs 1:5, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." No one can know a person's thoughts except the person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have to receive God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. When people are unable to receive counseling from other people, Proverbs 11:14 says that they will fail to understand. Evil people don't understand justice, but those who follow the Lord understand completely. Proverbs 24:6 says, "So don't go to war without wise counsel. Victory depends on having many advisors." We make the soundest decisions when we have fully investigated the issue from many angles, sought the Lord's wisdom, such as James 1:5, and moved forward in faith, as it illustrates in 2 Corinthians 5:7. I think one of the beautiful verses is found in Proverbs 28:5. "Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things." Not some things. I like that. But it's all things. 2 Timothy 2:7. "Think about what I am saying. The Lord will help you understand all these things." Some of my best counselors in life growing up that gave me great advice were people like Coach Hal Kennard, that they named a middle school after, Dr. Gil Carbajal, and Dr. Dennis Baker. All of them were God-fearing men and still are today. I've had many other mentors in life who still give me wise counsel that align with God's word. I know, and I read and speak to you a lot of scripture, but keep in mind, those are God's words, not mine, which are sharper than any two-edged sword. When I read you the scriptures, those words come alive and are spoken from God. That is speaking to you through His holy word. Knowing this, I can live with it and accept it and live by it. Regardless of what people want to tell you today, we are a Christian nation. Even the Supreme Court said that unequivocally that the United States is a Christian nation. The Supreme Court did not recognize any other religion. In fact, in the case ruling of the Holy Trinity versus United States 1892, the Supreme Court reached back to the case law of the People versus Ruggles in 1811 to support its ruling. The ruling in the New York Supreme Court case clearly stated that the court called Islam and Buddhism imposter religions. So you can see in the history of our nation, we have chosen to be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. From my viewpoint, the Supreme Court were godly counselors for the people of this country. It is clear by the early leaders of this country that we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Take wise counsel. Look for wise counsel. Seek it out. It's important for our daily living. And don't be afraid to counsel each other. It's okay to bounce things off of each other so we can learn. The whole idea is that we grow together. Together, we are better. You have a blessed day.